Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. Tonight is Wednesday, and the date is October 19, 2011. So everybody, let's do a clearing here, and I've been hearing people talking sort of about what's going to happen at 11-11-11. So let's get us out of that mindset. So here we go. We're going to clear the first 11. And this you could even do on the natal chart if you wish. These are connective numbers that naturally could connect to you. Here we go. Whenever I see 11-11 on the clock, I do see it off and on. Not too often, but when I see it, then I go after them. So they don't necessarily want me to see those numbers. But let's go. First 11. So clearing it, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, the next 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, the third 11, since we use the 11 in place of 2011, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, boy, the energy there, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So I had my emails hacked, so I'm working on that. So if you got an email saying that I would like to have $3,200, well, that'd be wonderful. But it didn't come from me. So anyway, let's see if our co-host is on out there. So Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace someplace?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm here. And good evening, everybody out in BBS land. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? A chunk of money like that. But unfortunately, it was somebody in Ron's email. So hopefully all of you realized that. There were quite a few emails flying around this morning confirming that it was.
In fact, I went into my Yahoo, and the person went into someplace in there where you could do email forwarding. So I don't know how he happened to get the codes to get into my Yahoo. But if anybody would like to investigate this person, his email, that, and this is where all my emails are being forwarded to, his name was Mike, or her name was Mike, M-I-K-E, and it's the underscore where the little line is kind of even with the letters where they start off on the line. I think that's underscore. And then it was six number two, so 222222@yahoo.com. So that was the person when I was doing some research with the Yahoo lady. I kept going into Yahoo Canada when I would sign in. That was pretty bizarre for me. So anyway, the ET Healing Clinic right now is working for emails, but the Creation Lightship at this moment, I believe, is not forwarding into ET Healing Clinic. So I'll be working on that. And it, I was not in Spain. I don't know if I'd like to be in Spain, but might be good, you know. Another person did some research on the IPS on the account, and he said that it came from what was it, someplace, Nigeria or something like that, I believe. So anyway, that's what's going on. You know, they can't police this stuff at all, so what happens, happens. Anyway, let's see if Carrie's out there. So anything new? Tonight's our self-empowerment night. So anybody like to comment, you could call in if you wish. So let's just do a self-empowerment here for everybody. And let's do one. Boy, I'm trying to think what we could do here. Let's do one for... I don't like doing prosperity, but we'll do the one for prosperity. So this may not bring you money, but it may bring you something more in your life that you might wish to have. Remember, sometimes you might get overloaded with stuff, so you have to be careful what you ask for. So think of something, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do a Be Here Now clearing here. Here we go. This will help you to get your spirit and body brought back here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's do an energy here to help people maybe for some healings. We'll do a gold energy for everybody, then we'll see what we can do from here for talking about self-empowerment. So here's gold energy coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So we'd like to talk about maybe how to use the website tonight. If anybody has any questions, you could call in or use the fast chat. And we'll just see how this program works tonight with how to help you out, everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so you mentioned call-ins, so I'll just give those numbers out real quick. We're on Station 1 tonight, so the 888 number there for toll-free in Canada and the U.S. is 888-627-6008. And then Tri-Line 4, area code 530-413-4522. Ron, Sylvia has a question about the light infusion chamber for this coming weekend at your expo that you're at in New York, the New Life Expo. She's asking, what time will the light infusion chamber be ready and open on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, the expo starts probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock normally on Friday, and we'll be set up until closing on Sunday, probably till maybe 7. So typically, the expo would probably end at 9 o'clock, I'm guessing, on Friday. A lot of times it goes over a little bit. It depends how the security is there. I've been in there sometimes 2 hours after they said to close. So it kind of depends how the people are and also, I imagine, how the security gets paid. But typically I would say 8 o'clock on Saturday, and I think it's 7 o'clock, I believe, on Sunday. So it'll be set up ready to go when the expo starts. And if it's not ready to go, then it takes us about an hour typically additional, but typically it should be ready to go. We are extra quick with it now after doing it for so many times that we got a lot of the bugs worked out of it. So anyway, here we go, everybody. So let's see what else we could do here. Anything on the fast chat, Carrie?
Well, George in Sydney, Australia has a question, and he's asking about when you count, Ron, and you're commanding the energy for the clearings that you do for us. He's asking, are you also visualizing stuff?
No, I never visualize. No, I don't see anything. I'm just counting the energy. I'm in the moment. I don't see it. If I do bring in some types of energies, I might see them briefly, but I don't do any visualization or mental focusing. It just works. So I guess what I probably know very well is a phrase that Jesus kind of used. I don't know, something like paraphrasing. You know, how the Father works through him or something like that. So I just know that whatever I do, the light chip is right there instantly to do what they need to do. And as a light being, I bilocate instantly. So I'm out of time almost continuously. And it's right there. So that's kind of where I am with the process. So, yeah, I don't do any moving of energies, we'll say, to force of will. I just command it, and it happens. And that's probably the difference, I guess, between me and other practitioners. They're kind of grunting and groaning, moving the energy of the mind around to work it. I just go through and clear it. I was watching my workshop in L.A., and I was doing lots and lots of clearings instantly. And it was a lot of fun, you know, being in the moment and stuff. So that'll probably be on the website shortly, I believe. If it's not up shortly, it will be up when I can send one of the webmasters the DVD. But you would see how quick it is, and it's a lot of fun for the people. I don't know what they're thinking, though, when I'm doing all this stuff, because the mind that we're used to using, they may wonder what's happening. And then after a while, they just kind of go with the flow, and things happen instantly for people. That's kind of the way, you know, I see it working. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Bonnie is saying that she's feeling more peaceful, and thank you. And she's asking what clearings can help us at work. She says she's a little stressed from her day at work.
Okay, yeah, I'd recommend doing the space clearing. This is not the space one like with timelines. This is actually space like where your location would be. And I have a quick thing. Maybe we lost sound. I don't know. I do have one from my messenger that we lost sound. So I don't know if the person is on BBS or on the telephone. So I don't know. So I'm mentioning that. Maybe you can comment somebody if we did lose sound or not. But, yeah, the energies are instantaneous when we use them. And you may want to do a space clearing to clear out the energies that are in your space so that you can come back in peace. Otherwise, those Langolier energies, you know, like from the Stephen King's movie, could attack you. You could attach to you. I mean, you could be living on somebody else's timeline because their thoughts are so strong, which probably is basically fear-based. That's what the movie was about. The person that in the movie was in fear. So his fear wrapped around everybody, I think, who was possibly awake on the airplane. And the airplane went sideways, we'll say, into a parallel universe, and they were involved in his movie. So that's why it's so good to clear your space out, because stuff can reside there and live there. Just because you may not believe that, remember, the belief system is from the mind, and the mind can lead you sideways and tell you false things. So you want to know that wherever you are, you probably would like to have your space cleared. And that's why at least I recommend not typically hugging people or doing things like that. In fact, you may want to shrink wrap. I was talking to this person today, a wonderful lady, and she was saying that when she does the shrink wrap and she walks around, people sort of get out of her way automatically. So you might want to try that yourself. And the shrink wrap, you just bring all the energy to your body, so your auric field, what your body is radiating, is not around you. Your spirit energy normally will not go out too far up from your body. But the body energy will. And you want to bring that to you. You don't want to have your auric field ever expanded out to have people mix their stuff with your stuff and corrupt your stuff. You may wonder why you have more stuff. So, you know, it's kind of like having soup. You have chicken noodle soup, we'll say, and somebody else has split pea soup, and now you have a combination of split pea soup and chicken noodle soup. May not be very good. So you don't want to have their stuff and your stuff. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Yolanda has a follow-up question about the light infusion chamber, and she's asking, can we still send you a photo for the light infusion chamber?
Yeah, do send it, and we will copy that. I'll be doing that probably within a day or two here, and we'll put that picture in the light chamber for you. So we have the unlimited if you wish, and that's $100, and just send me your picture. We'll put it right in there, and it'll be in there for all the sessions that we do with people in the chamber.
And
just use PayPal to come on, and you know, let me know that you did that, and you know, just send me a photograph through an email. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and just which email address did you say is confirmed safe to do that on at the moment?
I'm trying to find it right now. It might try healing@creationlightship.com, possibly. And maybe somebody could Google that and just see if that goes through on an email. I'm checking with the webmaster to see if that's correct. Hopefully it will work. So I know the other one is up, but I don't know how we connect with that one. So we'll get some information here shortly.
Okay.
So I'll let you people know within probably 5 minutes here, or somebody could just try it and see if it goes through. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. And then George just had a follow-up question on how you command the energy. So he's asking, is it your spoken word that activates the energy?
Yes, it would be. That would be correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then maybe...
I never command energy with my thoughts, because that's the darkness. I don't do that. I always command the energy out loud, and that's why I use the counting of stronger, or 1, 2, 3. Wow. I just have a thing here that there's no sound still, so
I think
maybe we could can you get the phone number, Carrie, in case this lady's on the phone? I can maybe copy that and paste it to her. Maybe she's on station 2 and PlayStation 1, so.
Okay, yeah.
Wonderful.
I'll type that in.
I always command it by talking out loud. What you will see in all the videos. I never do any kind of mumble jumble or anything. It's just direct, right to the point, going from point A to point B, and that's the way it works. Straight line. Source energy connecting to you. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. My fast chat just is jumping around. One sec. I had something I was about to ask. I don't know if this is on track with what you want to do tonight, Ron, but I'm just going back a couple of pages here. One of the first questions we had was from Ed, and I'm trying to go back and find it, and I can't. Oh, wait a minute. Suddenly a whole load of pages have tumbled on. Oh, yeah. He's asking if you can clear mass explosions scheduled for November. I don't know if you can do that because that would be in the future. Maybe...
A little, it depends what timeline they're on, okay?
Yeah. Maybe that could be something that we can all timeline crash on our own.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what I would say to do.
So, George is asking about, I guess, the shows, the weekday and weekend, and he's saying, I understand that weekdays are for healings and weekends are for questions. Is that correct? So, George, I just want to clarify I'm going to assume you're talking about the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday shows. So there are Ron does clearings on all of them, and you can ask questions on all of them. The question night for the Q&A, generally when Ron isn't traveling, is Friday night. So... that's on the hour-long call after the Friday show on BBS. Do you understand anything differently from that question, Ron?
No, just that we do clearings on all the shows. I also have the one-hour conference calls Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. And then we have a question and answer time, which is after the BBS program on Fridays. But I will not be doing that this Friday because I'll be at the New Life Expo. Here in New York at the New Yorker Hotel. But normally every Friday night we will have Q&A for people to call in and ask their questions. Also, if you're, George, you can also go on the Fast Chat, and we have that open too, and people can use that to type in a question, and we'll monitor that also. So if you're not on a phone line, well, it might be harder to listen because you can't listen on that. I'm sorry. But you could put a question on the messenger if you choose not to talk on a phone line.
Yeah.
Back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
So what can we do about self-empowerment tonight?
Well, Hi is asking about the Earth grid line disconnect. So that clearing we could talk about a little, because if we're tied heavily to grid lines, that is going to disempower us, especially if we want to move and we're finding it unable to move. So maybe you can talk about that clearing a little and how doing that can free us up.
Oh, yeah, that one's a really big one. I don't always talk about a lot of the clearings to use here, but the Earth grid line is what you probably all need, along with like the emotional clearing. And the reason why I say that is because you're tied into the energy of the Earth, and by tying into the Earth energy, you start to bring forth a lot of the, using the a lack of words here, but the spiritual lessons and stuff. Because remember, the energy comes up through the Earth, and it can be a lot of times very negative. Not that the Earth is negative, but it's the way that they connect to you. And they also go into the top of your head, to the crown chakra. So kind of think of like maybe a battery in a circuit. You know, you have a little flashlight. Well, it's not going to make the bulb light until you connect the switch. Well, that's kind of the way the things work. It needs the grounding to help you in that process to bring in this energy. And remember, the Earth energy is more than likely connecting more with your DNA because it's grounding you. Remember, everybody who meditates, they talk about being grounded, and they ground to the Earth. Well, you're bringing up your stuff. And what I'll do here is a sample for you. So I want you all to think of a situation that you have had in your life. Could be any time. Could have happened an hour ago or years ago. And what we're going to do is go to that particular time when it started. Remember, this is a timeline that you're on, and I'm going to release the grounding energy from the Earth, because this energy goes up your legs, throughout your body, and then eventually probably connects inside of your brain, along with that energy of the jellyfish and the orbs to connect to you, a consciousness that you are trying to get out of, but you're really repeating it, that your body will kill itself to get well. So you're going to keep recycling your stuff, because the body needs to get it out of it. So think of a situation. I'm going to take away one of the grid lines here that you're attached to. And some people can't physically get out of a certain location, get out of their house or do things. They can't move out of a particular city because they're locked in. You know, this is another way of keeping you in conformity with the darkness. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release the grid line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. Let me do it again. Some of you are still attached. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. More grid line releasing. You might feel tentacles being released from your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll work on the energy attached to your pelvis area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more of these cording energies. Now we'll go up to maybe the abdominal area, center of your back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And shoulders. 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And we'll do your head. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Donna says she just got the prosperity clearing for 30 days, and she's asking how to use it. I'm not able to pull that one up too quickly to take a look. I don't remember how that one's laid out. Do you remember, Ron?
I don't at this point, no.
Yeah. So, Donna, if you have the codes and you've gotten in, hopefully it's they're all formatted somewhat similarly, and you can just go through the steps that it has in front of you. If you have a more specific question, type that in, and I'll read it, and we'll see if we can help you. Although I can't pull it up right now. So the email address is thehealing@creationlightship.com. That one will work if you want to send Ron an email, or if you have a photo that you'd like him to put into the light infusion chamber on over the weekend at the expo. Did we have a beep just then, Ron? I'm not sure. Is anybody on the line? Hello?
Perhaps I was hearing beeps, so maybe not.
No calls holding. Okay. All right. Thanks. So, Ron, I don't know if this is something that you can do. I'm not sure if you've done this before, but can you bring forth the energy of certain vitamins? Marcy's asking about B12. Energy.
I would just say go on the object charging or water charging and do it that way.
Oh, yeah, so good idea.
I like to get involved with AMA stuff, and that's what I have to do on the conference calls.
Good point. Okay. Micah is saying, I find it helpful to clear my energy, especially with sea salt. Is that something you have anything to comment about, any comment on, Ron, using sea salt to clear your energy? I know showers.
I don't know.
You've told us
shower. From the earth, it's probably okay because it's not being programmed. So I would say it would probably be okay. You know, I don't get into that or types of food, you know, to eat or anything else because, you know, your body will know what it wants to eat. I think I heard a beep this time.
Yeah. Hi. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm fine. How are you?
Great. I had a question for Ron tonight.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. How would the light ship term the word aggression where the dark force would be taken out?
They don't normally deal with that because they're in non-judgment until they have to. It gets to be a fine line there. So the light ship looks for spirits, okay? And or it could be souls, body pieces, parts. This depends how much you're destroyed. So we'll start looking for that which is part of them. The light ship is not looking typically to battle anything until they become attacked. And once they get attacked by the darkness, then they terminate it. So it's as simple as that. So the light ship is not out to look for something to destroy. It only does that when something is destroying itself, or, you know, which is destroying the light, I mean. And that's the way it works. So like I mentioned about the United States of America Special Elite Forces underground, they're with the light ship working to find the energies that have kept people hostage. These are physical people that are down there that has been abducted. And when they find them, if the darkness does not hand over these people, and or the darkness chooses to defend itself for some reason, then normally the military will go into battle to do this. And the light ship can intervene, but normally the light ship is behind the soldiers, and from there they normally pick up the pieces if any soldier gets terminated. That's what I do down there also, is put back to life, repair I guess repair is the wrong word, but put back to life or replace limbs or whatever is done to the soldier so that they can come back again to do more battling, because they can't be destroyed in the timeline. And I also go into battles. I do that quite often. I don't always have exact recall and exact details of what's going on. I was working over in Europe. I can't tell you what particular country it was, but going underground there, we were destroying a lot of the worm energies that was there at first. And then after that, the worm energies, after you started cutting them up with lasers, would turn into kind of like a crocodile alligator head, very sharp teeth. The spine energies on it were like kind of like a dinosaur. They were like razor blades all through the body on the tail. So they whacked the tail around and try to cut whoever was coming there, and they were terminated. So that was kind of ongoing for maybe like 5 days in the underground tunnels and things. Kind of switching over, there are aliens there that live there that are fine and very peaceful. And they're no threat, even though they would be aliens, because they're not taking away your free choice and free will. That's the difference. Anything that's taken away the free will, free choice of humans, of the light, will be terminated. We're at ascension time, everybody. And the light is here to find the parts and bits and pieces of those humans and spirits in the humans that have been altered or captured by the darkness. This is what the light does every 2,000 years. So this is the way it works. That's why Jesus was doing the emotional clearings on people and other things at that time to get rid of the darkness so that people could do the ascension. And it was much easier back then, believe me. So I hope I answered your question, Larry. It wasn't probably the exact answer that maybe what you wanted, but the darkness has to come first and engage either the soldiers or the light. And they should catch on pretty quick that they're not going to ever win. The light's always much stronger. So, and then from there they go back to whatever these beings are. If the beings are from some planet in the Beyondo, they don't stop with that. They go, they go back to the origin, because naturally they may be taking more things of people off planet somewhere else. So back to you, Carrie.
Well, so if we were attacked, okay, we could appeal to the light for help. Would that be the proper thing to do?
If you're attacked, then you can't, you see, you can't connect to the light ship. That's why we have clearings. So you can't just think because you had a clearing, you know, a couple of weeks ago. The light ship will be watching over you to a certain extent. But, you know, you can't just typically say, light ship, you know, help me, and expect to have something happening to you. A lot of times it can work that way, but it's not really designed that way to work, just because you've been on the light ship for a few times or maybe many times. But that's why the clearings are there, so that you can continuously work in the now, because the light ship only knows the now. And if you're not in the now, and if you're working outside of that parameter in time, they may not find you in time. That's why the clearings are there, to put you back into the now, then they can see what's happening to you. So, but there are people that they call me up and say, Ron, you know, I was under attack and it got taken away instantly. And then some other people say, I'm still dealing with this stuff, but it's getting lighter. So basically, just by having clearings from the light ship does not necessarily guarantee that they won't come and get you again. That's why you want to keep the clearings up, especially the alien attack page. So that's the way it works. But a lot of people have a lot of reprieve and feel better after having the clearings anyway. A lot of the stuff can disappear and be gone because the light ship took care of them for you. So it's kind of like going to a doctor saying, gee, doctor, I have a broken arm and you're taking the cast off today. It's been 6 weeks. My arm's supposed to be brand new. And do I have a guarantee I'll never have my arm broken again? There's no way to know. You know, so that's why you want to keep up with the clearings so that you're able to be in peace. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Something's up with my fast chat. I'm trying to get it back. I know George was asking. Larry, thanks for your call, by the way. George was asking if healings are instantaneous, why do you do the counting? And Ed kind of answered it, saying so that we have time to feel it. But maybe you want to add a little bit to that, why you actually count. Because I know sometimes you just snap your fingers and say it's done.
Yeah, most people are using their mind to validate what's happening. And a lot of people like to feel the energies being released from them. And so each time I count, maybe a certain part of the energy is released. It all depends how you wish to experience the energy. But, yeah, I wouldn't have to count. I could just talk about a clearing and say it's done. Snap my finger. I have to do something to command the energy, whatever that would be, and it would be done. And for the majority of the people, maybe almost all the people, if I did that, they wouldn't understand what I was doing. And since the healings are instantaneous and it takes away the trauma and drama of that particular situation, they will leave not thinking that anything happened to them because they have nothing to relate to afterwards. And this way, when you count or when I count and I go down on the different counting, you can actually feel things leave you. Remember that the healings are instantaneous and they will take away the situation or mindset that you're dealing with at that particular moment. On the whole lifetime clearings, it's much different because they clear your whole lifetime. When I do these sample clearings, I'm only clearing away one particular issue at a time. And you could have thousands of that same issue with you. That's why you need to focus on something. And that way we can take it away from you. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Just quickly on that issue of water and salt, Janice is just asking, what about, getting in the seawater, the ocean water? Will that have a clearing effect on us?
Don't know what to say.
Okay.
I would say that, salt water could be very good, but I don't know. What if it's polluted? So that's up to you. Ask your spirit. That's what I always try to revert back to, is to connect to your spirit. And if you don't hear your spirit, then ask to have the information brought to you some way, so that your awakening consciousness can figure that out. It might be a newsprint, might be a radio information or something. Your spirit will help you. But it's very hard for me to judge whether the salt water in California is as good as the salt water in the Gulf of Mexico or, on the East Coast. I can't tell you that. Ask your spirit of what's going on and if that's going to be a benefit to you. I'm sure before we had pollution, and we're having this radio program, we'll say in the 1700s, I would say, yeah, I'm sure the salt water is probably good for everybody. But I can't guarantee that right now. And we don't live in the 1700s, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Back to you,
All right.
Mary.
I think I heard
a beep,
Ron. Yeah, is somebody on the line?
Yes, please. I'd like to make request.
Hi,
I would like either Janina or let's bypass Janina if it's necessary. We can go directly to one of the defense fleet ships and ask them to take out one of the alien races high in command, because I'm getting a little aggravated with the attacks. I'd like them to do what they did to the alien group Nibiru. I'd like them to do the same thing to one of the top alien groups right now, if possible.
Okay, so what I hear you asking, kind of cutting out a little bit, but you're asking if the lightship could take out an alien group that is harming you right now, is that what you're asking?
One of the top ones, yeah. If it's a pyramid, there's a hierarchy, there's some ones on top, so let's go after some of the ones on top.
Well, they don't go after these energies unless they're attacking the light, okay?
Okay.
So what I can do to help you personally is see if we can get rid of what's maybe attacking you. Remember, the light does not see anything as a threat until it attacks it. And so here we go. Everybody, if you feel like you have some energy around you that's bothering you, we'll have the light shift go and get it right now. but you need to kind of describe what's happening to you so they can look at it and analyze it to see if it would really be a threat to you. Typically, I would say it probably would be if you're under attack. So, but here we go. I'll count the energies again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay.
Back to you,
wait,
Gary.
One more request. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Bring in. Can we bring in if Janine is willing to? Because she hasn't come in for a very long time. It's been a couple of months since I last heard of Janine coming into the show. So if she could, could she come in with one of her healing teams, please? If she wants to.
Hey. So was that Janina that I heard?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Sure. So let me see if she's available here. yeah. Okay. Here she comes. So bring up the light bin on your monitor screen, and she will gladly come in to help everyone. So she's also a doctor like myself, and she does a lot of healing. So I need you all to request a healing. And here we go. Here she comes. You can probably feel her in your heart center. And I'll use the word stronger this time, so I won't put you to sleep with the 1, 2, 3 counting. So stronger, 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 stronger. She's connected. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So she'll be with you until this show ends this evening. So, Carrie, back to you, and thank you for calling, caller.
Okay. I'm just enjoying that for a second here. okay, I'm getting back focused on the fast chat. Somebody was asking about the robotic clearing. Oh, Henry, what kinds of things does the robotic clearing do? Henry is asking.
Well, since we're controlled by physical body robotic programming and also mental programming both ways, okay, what that clearing does is take away the program attachments to us. So I can do a sample of that one. But that clearing is very good. I enjoy doing that with people in the expos because almost everybody can feel their body changing as I clear out some of the robotic energies from their joints. So let's just work with our shoulders right now. Here we go. Taking away that robotic energy. This is like an overlay that's attached to you. That kind of like copy and paste the robotic program over your body so that your body cannot move properly or they control your body, one or the other. Remember, this is all about control. And that's what these Utes do, universal, or unwanted universal travelers. We could call them aliens or ETs, but we'll use the word Utes here. So there we go, taking away the energy off your arms. Now we'll go to your elbows, taking away this controlling medium here. Here we go. Good. And going down to your wrist. Okay. And hands. And fingers. Okay. There we go. Okay. And kind of move around, see how you feel. You may have a little better movement, might not feel as jerky. Might have just a feeling of lightness and maybe tingles. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
All right, and George has another question for you, Ron, about when you're in your heart, do you have the ability to talk on the same level as animals so that they understand you?
It depends. So I guess it's probably a general question here. Animals typically are more heart-centered because they don't deal with judgment as much as we do. And being more heart-centered, being more spirit in alignment with them, because they would be more spirit-oriented because they're not in judgment, very possibly you could connect to them heart-to-heart and feel their energy, feel that softness, that peace energy from them. And in fact, if you think of any animal that you see, even in movies and stuff, unless they're trying to maybe physically hunt something, but you just see them in their normal behavior, they all normally feel pretty peaceful. And that's because they're not in judgment. And you could more than likely communicate with them. I'm sure a lot of people already are doing that. And, you know, that would be a way to do that, is be to become, you know, drop down into your heart, command your spirit to do so, drop down, and then just see how you have the communication with animals and plants and rocks. That's you, Carrie.
Okay, and Yolanda is asking whether the self-empowerment clearing can release energetic cordings to others. I don't remember that one being, cordings being on that one. Do you, Ron? I don't think it is.
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Type that in the fast chat to say, recall that.
Yeah, yeah, maybe somebody could type that in. I don't think it is, but there is a, of course, there is the cording clearing to people and objects, and there's a third thing, and I'm blanking out on that. Is it organization? No, there's something else. People, objects, and then there's a third thing.
Maybe places.
Oh, places, probably so. Okay, yeah. So I don't think it is in the self-empowerment clearing, though, Yolanda, not that I remember. Everett had made the comment that he yawned on one of the clearings, and I think, George, you're misunderstanding perhaps what that's about, because a lot of times when Ron does clearings, many of us yawn, so I don't think Everett was yawning at your question. He was yawning at a clearing, so I just wanted to clear that up. I'm scanning back for questions now. Pete had a question. What? Oh, yeah, Pete in Australia is asking, if we hear the words welcome home after a clearing, is this from our spirit? Pete is asking.
Boy, it's possible. You know, it's very possible. The light from outside of yourself will say, or information, does, you know, light doesn't do any channeling, so you're probably hearing a validation that you're getting maybe cleared out from your spirit. That's what I would probably say to you. But you're not going to be bringing anything to you from the light ship, like channeling or anything else. It'll be strictly inward. So you want to go to your heart center and ask your spirit if that is from your spirit. I would say the way it sounds, that would probably be correct, but you always want to check with your spirit first, because the mind can play tricks on us. Remember, the light of the darkness cloned with what source energy is to confuse us and to delude us from going into the true light, and that's the difference of light of the darkness versus light. Light of the darkness uses mainly the control of force to change everything, which is the New Age thinking and talking about the law of cause and effect. And you know, the movie The Secret is one of those that deals with that, and it's all how your thoughts control your reality. And that's just the battle of the minds, one mind being stronger than another to create a manifestation in the land of darkness, which is mind energy. And source energy, there's no such thing. It just happens freely. You're not using force of will. And, you know, force of will is like when you're attempting to focus your mind energy like on a spoon, and you're rubbing a spoon and it bends for you. Or maybe you're able to do other things with the mind, some type of magic, we'll say, with the mind, and that's still force of will, because you're taking something and you're changing its normal state of what it is, its beingness, into something else. And the light does not ever do that. The light does not promote itself. The light does not judge anything. Because if it did, it would be darkness, because you all know how different words can change your meaning, throughout your lifetime. So you have to remember that the light will never channel anything, because it will not do that to get itself out of spiritual integrity. So it's strictly always light and does not judge. It does not channel anything or through beings, because it can't do that. It won't. So back to you, Carrie. It looks like our show is kind of coming to an end also here.
Yeah, I'm just, Yolanda was asking where the object coding clearings are, and I just went on your homepage, roncreationlightship.com, and put in court just the word cording into the little search thing there, and there are lots of cording clearings that come up. Those people and objects, and then the earth cording that you did the sample of. There are a few others too. There are lifetime ones and just one time ones, and there are a total of 38 different types of cording clearings that you can look at. So Yolanda, I would suggest you just hop on and take a peek at and see which one fits what you're dealing with the best. I won't read them all now because we don't have time, and there are quite a lot of them, but just put the word cording into the search bar. There are several places to do that, as you probably know, and you'll see them all pop up. So, yeah, I've got 55 after. Ron, maybe you just want to mention real quick about the dates of the expo. I think you did at the top of the show, but in case anybody came in late who doesn't know that you're in New York this coming weekend.
Yeah, so it's the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of October. And so if you're on an archive, then more than likely it's over. But I'll be there. It starts about 3 o'clock, 3:30, I believe, on Friday and ends Sunday. We'll have the light infusion chamber up. So by all means, if you're around the area here in the states close by to Manhattan, just go to Penn Station, and it's a block away. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and we will see you later, and hopefully we'll see you, all of you, in New York. Who knows? So blessings, and enjoy the show. And we'll be talking about maybe some new clearings coming up in the future after the expo, I think. I'll probably bring some of the new ones out that we'll be having. But anyway, we'll be dealing with clones. So we'll see you later, everybody. Have a good evening, and blessings to all of you.
Good night.